Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You might have come across this viral social media video this morning showing an American tourist picking up and walking off with a wild baby wombat. It has sparked outrage across Australia. There have been widespread calls for the woman's deportation. The woman in question is the influencer Sam Jones, and she's believed now to have fled Australia in the wake of the controversy. Just before we talk to Phil Mercer, BBC Australia correspondent, let's have a listen to the audio from the video that she made.
Just caught a baby wombat. Look at the mother. It's like, oh, it's chasing after her.
I caught a baby wombat. Okay, mama's right there. And she is pissed. Let's let him go.
No, he's right.
All right, let's let him go.
Does leave you speechless, really, when even just listening to it there. Phil Mercer, as I said, is with us. So, Phil, can you talk us through what we were hearing there?
Well, those with good hearing would have had the sound of that Joey wombat, that infant wombat, being very clearly audible. The animal, we understand, was hissing with what environmentalists say was fear and stress, overlaid, of course, with the laughter of not only the American influencer Sam Jones, but also what appears to be an Australian man who was filming all of this. We don't know where it was filmed. We don't know when. What we do know is that this video clip that was briefly posted on Instagram has ignited immense anger around Australia, even going to the very top. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, very critical of this woman for snatching the baby away from its mother and it's stress. A lot of condemnation for this influence.
Okay, Phil, so some interruption on your line, but we will carry on. Now, we should say that at the end of the video, this influencer did allow this wombat to go back to its mother, and both the baby wombat and the mother wandered off back into the bush. But you mentioned the reaction to the video. There was a petition, wasn't there, with thousands, tens of thousands of people signing it, calling for her to be deported from Australia.
Yes, and that really was heard at the highest levels of government. As we say, the Prime Minister getting involved and also the Home Affairs Minister, a man called Tony Burke. And he said that immigration officials were having a look at Sam Jones' visa with a potential for her deportation. But we understand a few hours ago she left on her own accord, and no suggestion, as far as we can tell, that any charges have been laid. If you look at the finer print of Australia's environmental and biodiversity legislation, it is illegal to harm or take any native wildlife in Australia. And as to whether that applies to Sam Jones, it may well be academic, given that she's left Australia. But what she's also left behind is a very loud chorus of condemnation.
Mm-hmm. And she has set now her Instagram to private, but there was a TikTok account set up, believed to be her, talking about the overreaction. And there are some who agree with her that there has been an overreaction.
Yes, there are advocates who believe that whilst foolhardy and daft, certainly Australia has far bigger environmental concerns. This is a country with a very bad record, for example, of mammal extinctions. It's estimated that each year feral cats in this country kill 270 million birds. So those are just two examples of Australia's environmental problems. And some advocates are worried that here we have a very foolhardy American tourist who's managed to garner more headlines than other very serious ecological problems in this country ever does. So in many ways, there is an imbalance and perhaps an over preoccupation with social media, not just here, but well beyond the shores of Australia.
Phil, thank you for joining us from Australia. That's the BBC's Australia correspondent, Phil Mercer.